Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time in history, an all-black team is heading to the National High School Championships in the sport of squash. They're from the Thurgood Marshall Academy in Harlem, and we are joined on Newsline now live with two members of the team, sophomore Thomas Overton and senior Deanne Drame. Deanne and Thomas, Bud Mishkin here at 1010 Wins. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us about this competition that's coming up? When is it happening? Where is it happening?
So this tournament will be taking February 24th to the 26th, and it will be taking place at Arlen Specter Center in Philadelphia. We are trying to raise $5,000 towards our funding so everyone can have a place to sleep tonight.
So, sorry, is this Deanne or is this Thomas?
This is Thomas Overton.
Okay, Thomas. Thomas, tell me about the lure of getting into to squash in the first place, how it was presented to you, and what you love about the sport.
So first off, street squash has been a part of TMA for the longest time. It's been over about 20 years. And they came to me in sixth grade, and then I just fell in love with the program ever since. It really does build your mentality and develop your character. Through these past 2 years of squash, I got the chance to travel to England and Florida. It's opened so many new doors, and my goal is like really to open doors for others to and make them know it's possible.
Deanne, how about for you? What was the attraction early on?
So I've been a part of street squash ever since middle school, and I've been allowed to go to places like Amherst College, San Diego, California, and other places in New York, especially because I'm a relatively newcomer. I didn't really go that much in middle school. I took a break from squash, and especially because of COVID, me returning back from squash, I had to like readjust to a lot of new things. So yeah, these new experiences have really built up my character and my mentality. It's built up my leadership skills as well, especially because I'm one of the co-captains or one of the captains of the team. So I really have to like really be on my game and be there for my teammates whenever they need it.
This is being discussed as an historic event. As I mentioned, the first time an all-black team is heading to the National High School Championships in the sport of squash. Do you, the two of you, and DM will start with you, do you consider it an important thing?
I do consider it an important thing. We're breaking barriers that haven't been broken before, and we're really striving to do great, especially for our underprivileged and underserved communities in New York, especially in Harlem. We really do want to like bring awareness and bring exposure to some of the places that really do need it most.
And Thomas, can you tell me a little bit about the reaction that you get when you travel, your team travels, and you walk in and you're prepared to compete?
It's like really different because, as Deanne stated, that we're breaking barriers in this. I really hope that I can open new doors for our lower classmen and women throughout Thurgood Marshall and let them know anything is possible. So it's like we have to stay on top of our game and stay determined and strive.
Now, admittedly, what I know about squash would not take up a long amount of time, although I've seen the game and I know people who play it. But from what I understand also, the notion of who plays squash or the role or the place it has in sports in America is different from around the rest of the world. Like the notion of everybody gets to play is much more of an accepted and common thing in other parts of the world. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so how does that play out? How do you see that?
You can see that through like the different age groups. Like you can be a very elder person and still be connected with programs or nonprofit organizations that can still benefit you and many others throughout society.
And Deanne, how about for yourself? Tell me a little bit about the travels and what the doors that squash has opened for you.
So without squash, I wouldn't be able to go to San Diego, California. And it's also helped me with college, especially because of like college recruiting and stuff like that. So you really like squash really helps you in a way that, and gives you connections in a way that you wouldn't really know of if you didn't have it.
And Thomas, last thing from you. We've got about 20 seconds left. When the competition happens, is it just about the competition? You can forget about the historic part of it. We're here. We're trying to win.
I mean, it's a mixture, because it's like you definitely do want to win, but you got to realize that you should definitely be thankful that you're still able to wake up in the morning and still do what you do on a daily basis. So it's like, even though we're the first all-black team, you definitely have to support your teammates and stay through it.
And Deanne, one last time, if people want to contribute, you say you're trying to raise some money for the trip to, you said, Philadelphia?
We have already raised the GoFundMe. We've just raised all of the funds necessary, actually, for the GoFundMe.
Well, that's terrific. That's great news. Listen, this is a wonderful story, and good luck. Good luck with the competition later on this month. Thomas Overton and Deanne Drame from members of the Thurgood Marshall Academy squash team competing in Philadelphia later this month. Gentlemen, good luck to both of you and to your entire team.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.